Hundreds of flyers spent restless hours at Indian airports on Wednesday morning after aircraft of SpiceJet came to a standstill. Some took to social media platforms to register their ordeal, claiming that they were stranded for hours without a word from the private airline. SpiceJet came out with a clarification later and said that it had faced an attempted ransomware attack. It also said that services were resumed in a few hours after its IT team contained the situation, but not before it gave SpiceJet brass some really scary moments. One of the tweets written in response to SpiceJet's announcement highlighted most firms' stand on cybersecurity, that it is defensive rather than being preemptive. Ransomware is a malicious software that blocks access to a computer system. The hacker gives access or the decryption key in lieu of money. In April, Oil India reportedly suffered a cyber attack that disrupted its operations in Assam. The PSU major had also received a ransom demand of over $7,500,000 from the hackers, who had asked for the equivalent amount in bitcoins. In the subsequent police complaint, an oil official said that the company and the government exchequer had incurred a huge financial loss due to the ransomware, and this seems to be the tip of the iceberg. Cybersecurity firm Sophos said in a recent report that around 78% of Indian organizations that were surveyed had been hit by ransomware in 2021. The survey examined the impact of ransomware on 5,600 mid-sized organizations in 31 countries. This included 300 organizations from India, and it found that in 2021, 78% of Indian organizations that had their data encrypted due to ransomware ended up paying the ransom. This was the highest rate of ransom payment reported across all 31 countries surveyed. According to the survey, 48% of Indian companies paid less than $5,000 as ransom in response to ransomware attacks. Meanwhile, 10% paid $1 million or more. In fact, three companies in the survey admitted to paying a ransom of $10 million or more to hackers to get their data back. According to research from Unit 42 by Palo Alto Networks, ransomware payments hit new records in 2021. India saw a 218% jump in ransomware attacks in 2021. The 2022 Unit 42 ransomware threat report found that India ranks 10th globally with regard to the number of ransomware attacks. In fact, the country ranks second in the Japan and Asia-Pacific region. India Inc. is well aware of the threat environment it is operating in. According to a survey by PwC, around 80% of Indian organizations are likely to increase their cybersecurity budget in 2022. According to Gartner, a technological research and consulting firm based in the US, end-user spending on security and risk management in India is forecast to touch $2.6 billion in 2022, which would amount to an increase of 9.4% from 2021. Gartner's research has found that there is a significant shortage of skilled cybersecurity professionals in the country. As a result, end-user organizations in India often go to security service providers to meet their cybersecurity objectives. Therefore, spending on security services is forecast to be $1 billion in 2022, which is the highest among all segments. This will be followed by spending on network security equipment and infrastructure protection.
While organizations have embedded cyber solutions, right from identifying the threats, secure applications, focusing on third party and supply chain risk, going and planning towards a zero trust approach is what is very imperative for organizations to go towards, which essentially means limiting the impact of a cybersecurity threat within a specific function, within a specific unit. What the essence of this entire thing is that right from network to infrastructure to application, you are verified and authorized to access only the elements at specific points in time, at any given point in time. So that's the essence of a zero trust module. And this honestly is picking up only this. This is a new concept that has come probably about 2-3 years, not long ago than 2-3 years. And, you know, it has picked up in the recent parts, given the whole advent of virtualization and cloud adoption, where organizations are still trying to manage both on-prem and cloud networks and, you know, try to bring everything together, but ensuring, you know, the right access and the right people have the right access at the right levels. Right. When it comes to, you know, the human element, no matter, you know, what amount of cyber awareness trainings that we give, it has to be embedded to a point where it becomes a muscle memory. And, you know, you see more and more responses and recognition from your employees to report such incidents. And that should absolutely begin at the very top, right, from, you know, executives and board level to the, you know, analyst, as well as, you know, to the lower level of your first line of defense, right? The third thing when it comes, you know, the whole processes and governance, right from, you know, establishing a culture of, you know, simulating exercise, knowing how to respond, what decision to make, you know, who to involve, all those things, they come into picture when you do a simulation exercise, which involves, you know, red teaming, blue teaming, purple teaming, as well as board simulation, so that everyone knows that role. When such an incident happens, right? And putting a governance overall in place goes a long way, right? You know, even, you know, to a large extent, certain directives which have come off recently, only last month, are expecting organizations to identify, report, and manage such incidents, you know, in a very short time frame.
India Inc. is going to become an even more target-rich environment for malicious actors, owing to the digital leap many firms took due to the pandemic. At the end of the day, a certain percentage of attacks will always slip through, which would still be a large number given the sheer volume of such attacks India faces. As such, it's worth asking, should Indian companies continue their habit of caving in to ransomware attacks? Isn't that only going to embolden the malicious actors of the world?
For more news, views, and updates, subscribe to Business Standard on Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, and Spotify. Also, follow us on YouTube, Vimeo, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn.